Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Flight, a novel by Lynn Steger Strong, performed by Andy Arndt. For Louisa, Isabel, and Peter. We should insist while there is still time. We must eat through the wildness of her sweet body already in our bed to reach the body within the body. Jack Gilbert, Tear It Down. December 22nd, The Cars. Tess and Martin. You left them alone in the apartment? Tess says. I'm downstairs, Tess. I'm right out front. And they're upstairs? They moved this year to a high rise farther from the park, but with a washer dryer in the kitchen, a shared roof deck, a gym. Tess hadn't expected how scared she'd feel, being up so high. She searches from the sidewalk every weekday morning, walking to the subway, for their specific windows, not sure which of the apartments her children are still in. They're not babies, Martin says. You're the one who wanted to leave by noon, then went to work. I still don't understand why we have to be gone so many days. Martin's quiet. It's the 22nd. Tess didn't want to go until the 24th. Did you pack the sweaters from your mother? All the presents? The kids can't see the Santa ones. Stell doesn't like the strawberry toothpaste. I have that little travel thing of Crest.
I've packed for trips before.
Your sister is going to want to take 1,000 pictures.
I packed for all of that.
The pajamas she sent?
Yes. You left them folded by the door.
Can you come get me?
You know I don't like driving in the city.
We said we wanted to get there before dark.
That was when you said you weren't going into work.
Don't you think we need to make sure one of us still has a job?
Oh, fuck you, Tess.
Can you please come pick me up? The street is quiet, wide, and empty. So many of the cars already gone for the long holiday. Martin is surrounded by tall and glinting gray and widely windowed buildings. The one they live in, indistinguishable from those on either side. He looks up to find their windows, but can't quite. He thinks briefly he might call his mother. He wouldn't talk to her about Tess, about their disagreement. They never talked much about Tess. He'd listen as she listed all the food she'd bought in preparation for the children, the meals and parties she was planning, baking slabs of gingerbread so that the kids could make houses, friends of hers who'd stopped by to bring gifts. She'd ask him what he thought about the side dishes, if she needed an extra pie because the kids were getting so big, the coffee Tess liked. She'd remind him to bring bathing suits and something nice for Christmas dinner, ask about the timing of their flight. They're going to Henry and Alice's house upstate, though, not his mother's. Kate, her three kids, and Josh will meet them there. The three siblings, Martin, Kate, and Henry, they'll not be in Florida for Christmas for the first time in their lives because 8 months ago, their mother died. Kate and Josh.
We should be hosting, Kate says.
They drive a dark blue van. It smells like pee and old bananas, a stale peanut butter sandwich. Josh drives, both hands on the wheel. Beneath Kate's feet is a stack of sweaters, backup toys, a cooler filled with snacks, hard-boiled eggs and cut-up fruit, carrot sticks and hummus, pretzels, pirate's booty. Behind them, all three of their children are on tablets with headphones. B, the oldest, plays a dragon game, her right index finger fast, up and down and sideways on the tablet's screen.
We don't have room for all those people, Josh says.
Next year, we could...
I need you not to get your hopes up.
Whenever the topic of her mother comes up, he speaks to her as if she is a child.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?